Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Let me know if you can see this clearly, because as you can see, I decided to come to you on this Monday morning, second day of April, from my backyard. I was actually on my way leaving the house, and I decided, you know, it's so beautiful back here. Why wouldn't I just speak to you live from my backyard? So any of you who may have seen a couple of my posts yesterday, we had 30 people here for Easter dinner. It was a family and extended family. And I'm actually, I don't know if you can see, but we have a barbecued spit here. And I actually, right beside me is, actually I'll just turn it and show you. Let me see if I can turn this. There we go, we've got an outdoor oven. So it's a fantastic oven. It's a European, you know, European style oven where you can actually, it's more than pizza. You can put your food in there, you know, meat, potatoes, pizza, lasagna, whatever you want to cook. But it actually needs to heat up really, really well, usually to about 600 degrees, which means about, sometimes three to five hours of burning wood. So it's a lot of work, and I can actually still smell the smoke back here, but the food really does come out tasting, you know, like you're outside in the mountains. And I kind of feel like I'm in the mountains here this morning. It's a little chilly, but you know, when the sky is blue, it's lovely outside. So I hope you all spend a wonderful weekend, whether or not you do celebrate Easter, or you know, you were just with family or friends or just chilling out. I am Catherine Lucadu, broker owner at the Property Gallery. And I am coming to you this morning because, you know, I was thinking about something this morning, and I'll explain to you why, but it may not be something that you want to hear. And I say that because it may be a little bit sensitive to you, but coming from a place of just wanting to remind you how short life is. So I'm just going to get right into it. So I hear a lot from people, and I actually made a post this morning about it. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, I'm going to do that. Or when I get the chance, I'm going to do that. Or, you know, I'm just not there yet in my thinking. When I decide. So this word when can actually be a downfall for a lot of people. And I say this because a lot of people believe that there is so much time ahead. And here's what I want to remind you of. And this is the part that you're not going to like. So when you go to the doctor's office and you're sitting there and maybe you've done some blood tests and some testing, and they come back to you and they say, it looks like there may be something wrong. That moment, when you hear that from the doctor, what's the first thing that happens to you? I don't know about you, but you know, your stomach, you may feel like you're sick. You know, you start to get nervous, you start to get scared. That feeling, that's the feeling that a lot of people forget. And that's why they use this word when so often. And that's what I want to remind you of, because here's the gift that I was given. Many of you know I had open heart surgery. I had triple bypass surgery many years ago. And from that day, the heart is a funny thing because it never actually lets you forget that you were ever in that situation. You actually cannot forget, whether it's because of the scars that I have down my chest, or whether it's the feeling like I could go back there yesterday and remember what it feels like. And those of you who have gone through, you know, anything traumatic, it's really hard to forget that you've ever gone through that. But here's the interesting thing about the heart, is that once you have had surgery on it, you become ultra sensitive. You feel everything. And that is my daily reminder. So when I have been working too hard, my heart will kick in and say, "You're working too hard," because it will start skipping beats, it will start going faster, and it's telling me you need to slow down. But that constant reminder to me, rather than me seeing it as, you know, it's a pain because there's so many things that, you know, sometimes that I want to do and I can't because, you know, that heart of mine just starts kicking in saying, no, you're not going to do that because I don't feel very good. What that does though, it automatically brings me back to that day when something happened and I had to go and have open heart surgery. And always knowing that that feeling is there, knowing that I shouldn't be taking anything for granted because we really don't know how long things will last. We don't know how long life will last. I'm hoping that you can all, can you all hear me? Can someone tell me if you can hear me? I hope I haven't been rambling on without sound. I'm just gonna wait and see if anyone can tell me if you can hear me. Hopefully you can. Okay. So that's the point here, is not to take things for granted just because you forgot about that feeling of what it's like to feel scared that life is short. I actually want you to remember that life is short so that you don't use that word when all the time. And, you know, I guess if you haven't been in any of these situations, I know I may just sound like I am a rambling person who's been through something traumatic and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I really am speaking from the heart, as someone who is daily reminded that life can end on us. And if you, maybe you have not been through something traumatic, but someone you know or someone you love, or maybe it's someone who passed away very young or too early, or whether you've just gone through life and, you know, you haven't really done what it is that you need to do, stop using the word when. Do it now or do it next week, but don't say when. And I think that I've been gathering a lot of this because I'm in contact with a lot of people every day. I have a lot of conversations with people every day, whether it's from coaching an agent, whether it's from talking to a friend. But I actually have heard this a lot in some of the meetings that I have had with agents, you know, especially if they're trying to decide if they want to join my brokerage or if they, you know, want to take on coaching or whatever the case is. And I hear a lot of, well, I'll just sit back and wait and see. Or, you know, I'll just let another 6 months go by and then we'll wait and see. Well, the thing is that with that wait and see, you don't really know. I mean, why wait for so long? And I guess this is where, you know, sometimes I have to sort of sit back and say, okay, Catherine, not everyone has been through what you've been through. Not everyone understands how precious this one life we get. One life. That's it. Once it's done, it's done. And if you don't take these chances now, you're never going to take them. So I do hope you take a little bit of what I've said to heart, because, you know, I've been there. I've been through a lot. And it wasn't just open heart surgery. There's so many other things. But, you know, just appreciate how short life is. And treat everyone with some kindness, because we don't always know where people are coming from. You know, especially when we're in the service industry, sometimes when we're speaking to people, and this is for anyone who has a business, when we're speaking to people and maybe they're a bit grouchy with us, maybe they're not very understanding, or you know, someone's having a bad day, don't take it personally. Everyone goes through things every day, and you know, just roll on to the next. We do deals sometimes and we don't know where that person is coming from. We don't know their frame of mind, and things can go the wrong way sometimes. Sometimes when we're dealing with other agents and we're doing a deal with them, that doesn't always go right. So all in all, appreciate the one life you have. Appreciate the people around you. And I hope you have an awesome week. I am now on my way to the office. If you have thought about, if you're a real estate agent and you have thought about changing brokerages because you're not getting what you need, or you're not getting, you know, that feeling of feeling like you are where you belong, come and see me today. It's really quiet everywhere. There's barely any cars passing by. So come and see me. I'll be there till about 3 o'clock at the Property Gallery Realty in Bolton. I would love to talk to you, maybe just help you on your way. And oh, upcoming up events. So are you ready? So we have next Monday for our agents, we have a morning meeting where we're going to be talking about how to hold an amazing open house that will attract ridiculous amounts of people. So that is for our agents at the Property Gallery next Monday at 10 a.m. Next Friday, and I already have half the room full, is we have a speaker, a coach, and a two-time author who will be coming to speak to us about dominating your farm area. That will be exciting. And I will, you know, insert a little bit about video and farm areas because it works. So that will be next Friday, Friday the 13th. At 9:30. Am I superstitious? No. So Friday the 13th is a fantastic day to get your learning on about dominating your farm area. And the next Monday, the 16th, if you have an agent locator website, we are going to have the owner of Agent Locator, Ado Topaz, who will be coming to speak to us about our sites, Q&A, anything that you need to know about Agent Locator. So lots in the works. We're also going to be having a career night for anyone who's thinking of getting into real estate at the end of April. All of this will be posted on my masterpiececareer.com website under events. I will post the link to the next few events right after I finish here. So have a great week ahead. Please take some of what I told you to heart because it's all meant with love. Have a beautiful week, and I will see you soon. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Lucadu.